Hello, hello, and welcome again to Wellness Deconstructed. I'm your host, Zia Jaffer, and my first guest today is a multi-passionate, high-performance woman who has managed to gather expertise in various modalities of wellness from around the world and has come back to her home to preach the connection of mind, body, and soul through her holistic practices. She has a bachelor's in dental surgery, is qualified in aesthetic medicine, child psychology, life coaching, hypnotherapy, Reiki, nutrition, and mindfulness. She's also trained and certified in sleep medicine and is a sleep therapy practitioner and a lead practitioner of MyoBrace System and MyoBrace East Africa distributor. She's none other than the holistic dentist, Dr. Ruchi. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm absolutely humbled by that long list. but it's nice to hear it saying out loud after so many years of contributing to me as a person and my holistic therapy. So thank you for having me.
It's such a pleasure to have you here as my first guest. I was so excited for us to have this conversation out of your clinic.
Yes, I
and
know.
Out to the world.
I know. Well, yes, that's how we met, but I'm so blessed to have met you. And I think your journey with wellness just shows why I do what I do. So I'm so glad to be here.
So let's dive right in, okay? Right. Why do you call yourself the holistic dentist? Like, that's such a unique term. And it says a lot, but I'd love for you to tell me, like, what made you give that name to yourself?
I think that's such a good question. So many people don't understand the terminology holistic, and a lot of the times they think it's some kind of airy-fairy or a little bit of magic or, you know, mindfulness on its own, whereas actually holistic means total body. We aren't ever one problem. We aren't ever one diagnosis or one bad day or one blip in life. We consist of so much. So the way that you think, the way that your body heals, the way that you have problems in your body, it signifies a totality. So when I practice as the holistic dentist, you're not just a tooth problem to me. You're the tooth problem, why you have the tooth problem, who said you had the tooth problem, what you think about the tooth problem, how it makes you feel. That's what holistic means. And if, as a practitioner, you can take all of that and create a treatment plan based off of that for a patient, the results, in my opinion, are much more fantastic. And that's what I've been doing in clinical practice for the last 15 years.
That's amazing. I know, like, when I came to you for my wisdom tooth extraction, I was super nervous. And the one thing that you did for me is you held my knee or my leg and then you gave me Reiki. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, which other doctor ever, or like a dentist that would do that to support the patient in a holistic way? So I'm like, okay, this woman is legit and she knows what she's doing. What is the importance of oral health, or why is it so important? Because I feel like in this day and age, like, we're just brushing our teeth every day and going on with our lives, and like, our mouth is like the least of our concerns in when we think about wellness. So why is oral health so important?
Okay, simple answer. Your mouth is the gateway to your body. And so many times in history, like for the last 20 odd years, importance hasn't been given to the link between the mouth and the body. We have this Newtonian mentality that the mouth isn't connected to the body. Why? Because you see a dentist for your mouth and you see a medical doctor for the rest of it. And a lot of patients have that disconnect because of what society has told us. Tooth problems, see your dentist. Medical problems, see your doctor. And actually, it's that intersection where I personally had a journey to change my life after graduating as a dentist and realizing that I was super unhealthy, had a thyroid condition, borderline diabetes, and even diagnosed as borderline depressive. So graduating from dental school wasn't a problem to me. I was smart enough to study and I knew how to pass my exams, and here I was with a dental degree, but I wasn't happy and I wasn't healthy. And so I did my aesthetic medicine degree in a search to figure out how I can better myself. Even after doing that, I realized that this world has become a massive pharmaceutical conspiracy. And in my medical degree, I was just learned how to fix a problem. I wasn't delving into fixing the cause. And that sparked that kind of spiritual journey for myself and went into exploring hypnotherapy, how the mind works with the body, which I think so many practitioners in the medical field don't do on a daily basis, and hence the word holistic. And so I just feel that it is absolutely important to understand that your mouth, being the gateway of your body, it's where the nutrition goes in. It's where actually you can contain the most amount of harmful bacteria in the oral microbiome from anywhere in the human body. And bacteria now has been breaking bounds with viruses and, you know, the pandemic and us understanding how these pathogens are affecting us on such a big level. So the mouth to me is really the gateway to the body.
Yeah, I loved how you said that, like your body and your mouth are connected. And when I studied Ayurveda, I realized that everything in your body is connected. Like anything you do to one part of your body is going to affect whether it's your mental health, your gut, like you said, what you put in your mouth.
Absolutely.
And I strongly believe that everything you put into your body and on your body affects your health. And eventually, whether it's your physical health or your mental health, it's an all-compassing being, right?
Yes.
That we are. And so with Ayurveda, I learned how to take care of my mouth in different ways, which was like tongue scraping, because I understood that your tongue has connections to all different organs in your body, and it's the first place the toxins get absorbed, right? So, and I do oil pulling for gum health. But what are the other practices that you would recommend someone to do on a daily basis for optimal oral health?
Okay, I'm really glad you asked that question, because I just want to break down a little bit for the people who might not understand why it's so important to look after the mouth. So I'm going to peel it back a little bit. The bacteria in the mouth, which is the microbiome, is made up of good and bad bacteria. Mm. And the good bacteria that's there has a lot of benefits to us. But when the bad bacteria outweighs the good bacteria, our body starts to go into crisis. So what I'm trying to explain is this bacteria is present in your mouth. And if I can poke you in the gum or stab you in the gum, or you can floss and there's a bit of blood, this bacteria can now travel anywhere in your arterial bloodstream. So today it's just a tooth problem. Tomorrow your knee starts to hurt and you wonder, okay, I've just got knee pain. I might have walked funny or been to the gym. And actually it's the same inflammatory mediators from the mouth that have traveled to your knee, produced inflammation, and you have another problem.
Wow.
So about 50 years ago, and even in dental school, what's taught today is the link between bacteria in the mouth and a condition called bacterial endocarditis, which is basically inflammation of the heart and a heart attack. And we were seeing middle-aged men, really of the Asian descent particularly, just having heart attacks out of the blue. And so many things in medicine are iatrogenic, no known cause. Yeah. But now science is breaking those barriers down and statistically proving that actually it's bacteria from the mouth that is responsible for so many, not just one, chronic inflammatory diseases in the body. Everything from like rheumatoid arthritis to diabetes to mental health issues. So there was an actual study that was done. This one is particularly interesting. And it was done in Harvard University. And it was about 25 years in research, and it's only been published about 6 months ago. And it's available on PubMed. And what it's saying is that bacteria in the mouth is now solely responsible for dementia and Alzheimer's. They are claiming that bacteria from the mouth traps off, goes and blocks memory pathways, and you see the degradation of the brain. So there's actually another study that I really like and I think is very significant. In Los Angeles in Germany, they did a thermographic scan of the body of over 100,000 breast cancer patients. And what they found was wherever the breast cancer was on the certain side of the body, in that patient, in the jaw, there was bacterial infection.
Wow.
That is an absolutely harrowing statistic, because it is now linking diseases that medicine itself really doesn't know the root cause. So actually that was quite long-winded, but coming back to what you were asking for, being a root cause advocate, before any of my patients embark on practices such as tongue scraping or oil pulling, which I do believe are fantastic, I like to assess their microbiome, because below the gum line, if that bacteria is present, by doing all these practices, you seal up the top layer of the gum, hence trapping that bacteria inside. And although that bacteria usually, for the most part, acts very chronically, you don't see the effects of it really far into our aging cycle. So at the age of 50s, 60s, 70s, where a lot of us are thinking that our body's just getting a bit older. So I think it's really important to assess the microbiome, then practices such as oil pulling. For me now, cutting edge oil pulling with ozonated olive oil really is at the forefront for helping heal that microbiome in a really big way.
Yeah, I love that you said you are an advocate for root cause, because I was just reading Dr. Hyman's book the other day, and he was saying that how we're how the doctors are just trained to give symptomatic medication, like, okay, you have anxiety, this is the medication that you need to be prescribed. But you don't actually get to the root cause of the problem, and that is different for every individual. Like, some people might have a gut issue and have anxiety, some people might have like a deficiency in their vitamins and minerals and have anxiety. But nobody gets to the root cause. They're just giving prescribing medication on symptoms. So I love that. And for me, with you, the experience was when I came to you for my jaw, like, I had gotten braces because my teeth were crowded and I needed to get back into my teeth looking normal. And I realized I started clenching my jaw as a result of that. And when I came to you, you explained me the whole functionality of the jaw and why this is happening to me and why the braces are not going to work into the root cause of my problem. So can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. This is one of my favorite things and the biggest misconceptions for patients. They think crooked teeth, the way to fix them is orthodontics. Now, whilst there is a place for straight teeth with orthodontics, a lot of adults have fully formed jaws, and the only real way to make you have straight teeth is to put forces on them to give you this straight arch. What they're not understanding is why the teeth are even crooked in the first place. Mm. And this is where I took you back on that journey, that from the age of 3 till about the age of 12, the skull of a child is developing. So it's called the rapid growth phase. At this stage in life, if you get an underdevelopment or an overdevelopment of a jaw in the permanent adult teeth, you're going to see crowding or spacing. Now, this is the question that a lot of practitioners should be asking. Well, how do I prevent an underdeveloped or overdeveloped jaw? Mm. And the answer really lies in the soft tissues of the head and neck. So the position of the lips, the position of the tongue, the cheeks. This is shocking to a lot of patients because they're like, what pressure is there from my lips, right? And actually, it is enough to change the developmental structure of bone. So actually, it's a really significant pressure. And what we found was by manipulating the muscles and manipulating the pressures that cause, again, root cause of what we call a malocclusion of the crooked teeth, you can actually eliminate so many issues that actually relate to the airway, oxygenation, grinding, clenching, TMJ disorder. One thing that does still get to me is when a dentist takes an impression of a jaw and gives you an appliance for grinding. Stress can exacerbate grinding and clenching, but it is not the root cause. The root cause happened developmentally, and nowadays, this is what I do. We are experienced enough to manipulate the muscles to allow you some relief on that jaw, on that spinal cord, all the way down to the pelvis, to actually replace the grinding and clenching for good with healthy practices and open airways for sleep medicine.
Yeah, and I know, like you told me, that this is the brace system, which is like either the metallic brace or Invisalign, is actually just fixing your teeth and not adjusting the soft tissues in your jaw. And you gave me this new device, which I'm addicted to because it makes me sleep so much better, and also for my kids now, because I don't want them to grow up and have to do the braces like I had to do. So can you elaborate on that? Like, what is that device, and how it can help adults and kids?
So I'm so glad that you've had a good experience with the appliance. So the Meyer brace, which is what I am a practitioner for, it's one method that manipulates the muscles of the head and neck to allow the pressure of the TMJ, which is the muscle that determines the opening and closing of your jaw, where a lot of patients either have tension here or they complain of lower neck pain, lower back pain, all the way down to knee pain, and actually don't have much pain here. So these appliances manipulate the airway. So it allows the airway to open up and increase your oxygen level at night. The thing about sleep medicine is when you're clenching your teeth, grinding, snoring, or open mouth breathing, you're actually suffering what we call a sleep-related breathing disorder. So really, there's a slight drop in oxygen when you sleep at night. And there's a signal that's sent to your brain that says, hold on a second, this person's dying. You're getting less oxygen. So all of a sudden, your brain almost wakes up, not enough that you jump out of bed, but wakes up enough to start firing signals via your parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system to almost wake your organs up. Mm. In this case, you don't fall into what's called REM sleep. REM sleep is this deep sleep cycle of the body where your DNA actually repairs itself. You get lymphatic detox and your brain health improves. So if you're consistently not falling into REM sleep because of the clenching, the grinding, the snoring, or the mouth breathing, for adults or children, what's happening is your brain isn't getting that complete growth function. And although you can survive with it, as many of us adults have done, it eventually catches up with you. For children specifically, you start to see behavioral issues. Maybe their aggression increases, their anxiety increases, they bedwet, they start habits like nail biting, and actually they don't retain much information because they find it very hard to concentrate. So really speaking, adults and children can benefit from a good night's sleep. And I always say, if your medical doctor isn't diagnosing you and telling you to go away for 2 weeks, try and have better sleep and then come back before they pop a pill, then they're not the right medical doctor for you. So just because I know a little bit about your history, you were involved in learning how sleep affects your journey with wellness. What did you come across with when you were dealing with sleep?
Interesting question. So yeah, I feel like sleep, I learned about sleep postpartum, like when I had my first child and there was no sleep.
Yes.
And I was going crazy, and it started giving me, okay, of course, I got depression, anxiety, but I didn't realize that sleep was a part of, or like a cause for it, you know. But as I studied Ayurveda, got into the things, I realized that sleep is actually the main cause of all the disturbances, because when you sleep at night is when your body recovers, like you said. Your body needs to digest the food, it needs to process all the toxins and stuff that you've put in the body. Your hormones need to regulate again, so that when you wake up in the morning, you're fresh. And I never knew that mouth breathing and all of that was a part of it, because my dad has sleep apnea. And he literally sometimes in the middle of the night is choking and waking up. And I'm like, oh my God, Dad, now I know that that is not okay. Because all your other problems, diabetes and all, he has borderline diabetes. And I was like, you know, sleep could be a cause of that, or lack of sleep.
100%.
So yeah, sleep is so important even for kids, because again, their brain is recovering from a whole day of absorbing all this information. And I feel like since using the MyoBrace, yes, initially it was difficult, I will admit, because your mind, your body and your mouth is still getting used to the idea of having a foreign device in your mouth.
Yes.
But I feel like I sleep so much deeper.
Yes.
And for everyone watching this and listening, I would definitely recommend it. Do not go get braces before you go to Dr. Ruchi and learn about the MyoBrace. So since we talked about postpartum, it reminded me to ask you, what is it, or how does oral health affect a woman during pregnancy and postpartum?
Really big question. Aside from all the stuff we have to worry about as mothers during the pregnancy role, here's another one to add to the list. I'm the bearer of great news. So actually, the real answer is medicine doesn't really quite know why pregnancy creates such havoc in the oral microbiome, but it does. In fact, in the NHS in the UK, pregnancy, or when you're pregnant, you can actually be eligible for free dental treatment, because they've seen the effects postpartum of women who have been pregnant and not looked after their oral microbiome. So there is a condition called pregnancy periodontitis, which is where bacteria that's naturally there in the oral microbiome all of a sudden decides to go into overdrive. So all the hormones that we're dealing with during pregnancy somehow spike this bad bacterial growth in the mouth. And if you are not going to the dentist to debride this routinely, what can happen is it can go from 0 to 100 very quickly. So I've seen women who look after their oral hygiene, routinely clean, routinely glow. They get pregnant, and 3 months post-pregnancy, they've had 4 millimeters of bone loss underneath their gums. So it is very important. If you are pregnant, you need to go and visit your dentist. Make sure that pregnancy periodontitis isn't a risk factor for you. And that can be eliminated by going every 3 months for your dental clean and getting the right advice. Postpartum, you're so busy. I mean, you told me you don't have any sleep. No one's going to be thinking, hey, let's book in my dental appointment. But if you have done it effectively during your pre-pregnancy stage, you should be safe for about 6 to 12 months postpartum. And then you can go back onto your journey of oral hygiene and regulation. But if you miss that, then postpartum, don't delay. You want to go and get it checked out so they can debride it effectively so it doesn't become a risk. also during pregnancy, what does this bacteria mean? Aside from affecting your mouth, the studies have found that it can cross the fetal barrier. So we've seen lots of studies where they're trying to relate it to the brain development of the fetus, and is that bad bacteria harmful later on the line? You just don't want to take that risk. So in my eyes, although science hasn't given us all the studies yet, it's still imperative that you debride the mouth of that bad bacteria.
Wow, that's such good information. I would love for you to tell the listeners and the viewers, what is the next step after they've received this wealth of information from you? What should they do if they want to get their act together?
That's brilliant. Actually, I had to get my act together after being a dentist, after being a doctor, after being a therapist in so many fields. And really speaking, for me, the first stage is to assess your microbiome, okay? Mm-hmm. So book in a consult. Let's see the levels of bacteria. I can tell a lot from just a general consult. And usually, like I did with you, I guide the patient. Yeah. So it's a bit more tailor-made. I do have a wealth of generic information. But like we just said, everybody's an individual. And, you know, when you get cut, how you heal is different from when I get cut and how I heal. Our genetic makeup, our environment, so much in what you do, Zia, with your food and your environment is so relevant. Yeah. They all play a factor. So offer I can give is the expertise that I know, which is check your oral microbiome, come and get it screened, let's talk about your sleep quality and assess that, and then I will guide you on a personalized treatment plan to get you from A to B to better health.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. And hey, you guys, actually, if you're a mom or a high performance woman, you need to be in my self-care club. It's a community of moms that I run currently, and Dr. Ruchi is going to be in the community answering all your questions and answers. And she's offering a special package for all the women in there. Why don't you tell us about that?
Thank you so much, Zia. I really love that what you do and what you're trying to do. And for that reason, I want to offer all your viewers, if they come in to book a consultation with me, they're going to get a complimentary 1 hour medical ozone therapy massage, which is the cutting edge in introducing ozone therapy for total body health. So I hope
that
they enjoy it.
Thank you so much. So you need to get into the self-care club now if you want to experience that massage. And if you don't know what my self-care club is about, then you will find all the details in the description below. I can't wait to see you in there. So thank you for sharing all this information that you have. Before we end, I'd like to do this little fun thing, which I call the rapid fire round. And I'd like to ask you a few questions and we'll put it on timer, okay?
Okay.
So it's a 2 minute no timer, I'll be quick. And I'll promise I'll give you a surprise.
Okay,
if you
great.
Answer well. What's your non-negotiable wellness habit daily?
Oh, that's easy. A gratitude meditation every morning when I wake up.
Awesome. What's your life mantra?
Only good things happen to me.
Yay. Bollywood or Swahili?
Bollywood every time.
A night at home or a night outside?
Always home.
Nice. What's the one piece of advice that you would leave our podcast viewers and listeners with?
That don't let just thinking and fear hold you back. You've got to take some action. So make that booking, take the first step, and miracles will happen.
Thank you very much for being here and sharing the space with me and creating so much awareness in this aspect of wellness. I'm so grateful for you. And like I had promised you, I have a surprise for you.
Oh my goodness. Is that for me? Thank you so much for the gift. I love it.
I hope you like it and you use all the things in there.
I love it. Thank you
so
much.
They're all natural.
I love it so
much.
And right up our alley. Good. Well, you know what? You keep doing you and being you because you're changing the world one wellness video at a time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Zia.
Okay, guys. So that's a wrap with our first episode. I hope you learned a lot of things and I hope you go take care of your oral health. Do like, comment, share, and subscribe. And until next time, keep prioritizing your well-being.